According to the latest information, 1 million Palestinians have been displaced since the 7th of October. UNRWA sadly had lost 14 staff members who work with the agency in the Gaza Strip since the 7th of October. Many of our own staff themselves, they have been displaced. Many have taken refuge with friends and relatives, but many, many more are taking refuge in UNRWA facilities, including in facilities that were not meant to become shelters. The siege on the Gaza Strip continues. UNRWA has not been able to bring in any supplies since the 7th of October, and our own supplies are running out, and they're running out fast. Our colleagues who continue to be in Gaza, four people, including those impacted by this war, are reporting that they are down themselves to 1 liter of water a day in our offices in the south, where we have relocated our center of operation. A very tragic situation on the ground. Bombardment and airstrikes continued in Gaza. Our own staff are impacted as well. Terrified, very, very worried for what the next hour will bring, let alone what the next day will bring. They and us, we keep always in touch, and they tell us that they cannot even reassure their children to tell them that it's going to be okay, because maybe it's not going to be okay. We feel that the levels of desperation and frustration and exhaustion among our staff specifically increases by the hour. The longer this goes on, the longer the fatigue, the exhaustion, the frustration goes with that. What we are calling for at UNRWA is for the siege on the Gaza Strip to be lifted, so that organizations like UNRWA, but also other sister UN agencies and other humanitarian agencies, are able to bring in much needed supplies into the Gaza Strip to provide assistance to those in need.